Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jumbo, Isaiah, thank you so much for welcoming me to the show and bringing me on the show today. I want to thank the listening audience for coming and tuning into the Jasari's Love Show. And, yes, it's about awesome love for the things that we do in life and treating people in a loving way as much as possible. I want to reach out and thank our 29,057 listeners for steadfastly supporting this show by tuning in. And I would encourage anyone to go ahead and tweet and Facebook and email people, let them know the show is on the air right now. And I just want to continue to thank you so much. I want to take the time to thank my creator for giving me the breath of life to be able to share with you this morning. Well, today is all about, ladies and gentlemen, are we conducting ourselves in a professional manner? Are we giving off the right type of signals concerning the fact that we're in business as we interact, male and female interactions? Those things are very important for your home-based business. And we know out here in the workforce, you can get into a lot of trouble if you're not conducting yourselves properly. So it's very, very, very important, even with our home-based businesses and our network marketing businesses, that we keep in mind how we are conducting ourselves, how we are dressing, what we are saying to each other, the type of signals that we're giving off. And I'm going to also be discussing the things that we're talking about in our business, in our home environment, or, you know, if you're network marketing, you know, you're going out to different events. What are you even talking about when you're standing beside someone? Are you aware of the fact that some of the conversation, if it's inappropriate, who is hearing you? How is it coming off? It's business people, and we have to keep it business all the time, unless you're on your private time, away from the business setting. But be aware of when you're in a business setting or even a potential business setting. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting topic, and I kind of thought, wow, you know, this is right along with the Valentine's Day weekend coming up. I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day and a happy Valentine's weekend. But in those business-type relationships, we really have to really be careful of what we're doing. And that doesn't mean that there will not be any romance, because I am married to the person that I'm in business with, and there's always romance in the air. But we're not walking around holding hands and inseparable when we're conducting business. When we're conducting business, that is exactly what we're doing. And quite often, there are times when people may even think that we're just two people who are in business together. Because, you know, I'm not going to spend time gazing into my husband's eyes or kissing him while I'm trying to conduct business in front of potential customers. In our business where we work with children, Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company, there is no point as each child to come in for us to be discussing personal, private matters. The doors are open for business. And so, therefore, that is what's supposed to be going on, business type of activities. So we just want to cover that. So I'm going to cover it from several different perspectives. I'll go back to my performing arts company and when I'm interacting with children, which is part of what I do in my life, and how as we, you know, had a day of interacting with young people, how each of us was really involved in the activity that we were supposed to be engaged in, and that is working with the young people, having everything set and prepared, you know, for them to come in the door. You know, dressed, just because I had a home-based business and it was dance and theater, when I opened the door, they knew that they were coming there for the dance class. I had to be aware that, you know, I'm open the door, and when I open the door, it's to the public. So even though, you know, we're dancers, and some dancers wear very, very skimpy outfits, and, you know, to each his own, but we have to know there's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place for everything. So know, you know, there are times when you may have to put a little something over top of what you're wearing so that you're not coming off the wrong way. So that's something to really think about. And within that whole genre of performing arts, you know, there are times when, depending on what character you're portraying, yeah, you may have a skimpy outfit on, but you need not be at the front door with it or running through a hallway with it. You need to be appropriately clothed so as not to cause other problems for yourself. So that is something for people to think about, and that's something I'm aware of, because that is a particular part of what I did, which was performing arts. So, you know, you have different outfits that you wear. You have your little leotard on, and some of them are teeny little outfits back then when I could wear little teeny little outfits. So keeping it business-like, very, very, very important. Some of the people, of course, are not a husband and wife. We have single people working together. If you're working together, you're going to find people who are going to, yeah, you're going to like each other. You find somebody you meet and you really like them. And you may have a situation where a couple of the young ladies realize that a couple of people, you know, are commenting on liking a certain individual. But the point of the matter is where is this conversation being held? Is it amongst the your clientele? That is not the time for you to be discussing that. You have to find and be aware of, you know, other places and times. When once you get home, you call each other up on the phone to discuss, oh, he was cute, or, you know, I really like this guy, or even the guys, you know, you feel I really like somebody. You have to be, you know, aware of that, because you don't want your clientele gossiping about how you felt about somebody or what you did or what you had on. That could send a lot of wrong messages out and could cause some problems with the way people think about your business and what you do and how you do whatever it is that you're doing. So it is very important. You know, today, you know, everybody's running around with a cell phone. And some people have forgotten the purpose of a cell phone. Yes, it is to communicate, but a lot of people have forgotten phone etiquette. What are you talking about? So, you know, you're answering the phone. You're on the phone, and you're answering your door to your home-based business, and you're still talking to some last-night lover or what have you. Think about it. Is that the appropriate thing for you to be doing? Really, you know, when you think about it, you really shouldn't even be on the phone when you're answering the door. That's you're ending an important business conversation. But if it's that important, you're going to have to do one or the other. Tell the person, excuse me, I have to answer the phone, and have the clientele come in and finish your conversation. That if it's business-like, then it should be kind of separate. Because if it's important, if it's business, then again, business is business. And we have to give everybody their due respect. The people that are coming into the business, coming into your doorway physically, if it's in your home-based business, maybe somebody's coming to pick up some flower arrangements that you had for them. Or if you're doing tutoring someone, you know, you need to be giving that attention to that person. So a lot of times, you know, we're forgetting, and we have to be reminded in everything that we do what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. And we're going to have a lot of interactions, male-female interactions. We have to understand what's appropriate and what is not appropriate. And, you know, and that goes across the board. Everybody's not having male-female relationships. So if it's female-female, male-male, let's get out there. What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? I'm not getting into whether it's right or wrong. The point of the matter is, when you're conducting business, what are you conducting? It's time to be conducting business. Not the time to be flirting with someone. It's time to be conducting business. Not the time to be talking about what you did at a club last night. It's time to be conducting business. And a lot of times, people are forgetting. They're forgetting that. We have a lot of interactions going on where we have married couples, and sometimes you have the leading lady or you have the leading gentleman, the man that maybe the husband is taking the lead in the business, or maybe he's the one that everybody gets to see. And sometimes some people conveniently forget that he's married. And they discount, you know, the fact that there's a wife that may be at home taking care of all the responsibilities that you don't even see. You know, people think, oh, you know, who knows what they think in their mind. But when these gentlemen, these men are coming out, they're taking care of the business that they have to take care of. Let's not, you know, forget that there is a other half. That's very important for people to remember. That there is a significant other half, and to respect that, and to remember that if you want the entire business to be successful, then we have to respect the husband and the wife, even if you don't see the wife as much as you see the husband. I've seen situations where in network marketing, you see the husband all the time. And I'm pretty glad to see that quite often when they're introduced, even if the wife is not right there, she may be home taking care of the other obligations. Quite often they will say, Mr. and Mrs., whatever the name is, Mr. and Mrs. Jahi. And they'll make a note that, you know, even though Mrs. Jahi's not there, Mr. Jahi's there, or vice versa. But it's very important that we discuss this, and I want you people to think about it. How are you conducting business? And are you being considerate of the husband-wife, whether the wife is there or not, that there's a couple there? And you want to keep that we don't want to be interfering with what's going on with that. That's something to really think about. And within the company, people have to be aware of that. Doing things, setting parameters so that there is no confusion, so that nothing comes up where people don't know. Sometimes when people introduce somebody, they introduce somebody that's married, and they don't say, oh, by the way, this is Mr. Johnson, and his wife's name is Carolyn. That kind of real quickly kind of lets all the single ladies know real quick, oh, he's married. Somebody might say, oh, come on, you're being boring. Jasari. You're going too far. No, we have to already set the parameters and make sure that we're careful and that things are being set a certain kind of way, set a standard, so that, you know, a handsome guy comes into the room and all the women go, woo, that they realize that, okay, you know, you can woo all you want, but he's married and he's there to do business. And hopefully the person will be there for business. You can't control what people do, but you can certainly try to make sure that the right signals are sent out, the right information is going out. And quite a few of the network marketing companies, as far as I've been involved with, they do that. They try to make sure that people know, you know, they try to give respect and keep those couples together. Let people know this is a couple. They come down the aisle together. You know, they congratulate the couples when people receive their different bonuses and awards and things like that. That's important to do that and to acknowledge that. So just keep that in mind. How are we dressing? What are we saying? Your sideline conversations, all of those things. And again, these businesses, they're different types of businesses. You have people in some businesses, your home-based businesses, you have people coming into your home. And so where you have people going in your home, it is important. It is important as to where they're going in your home. You have to kind of set some things off limits. We usually have had our place designed in one of our businesses. We had upstairs and downstairs in the basement. All of our business was conducted on the first floor and the basement. The basement, I used it as tap and for my visual art. So they could get on the floor, the basement floor, and paint, but I would cover it with paper. No one was allowed to go upstairs where the bedrooms were. So that, you know, that didn't have any problem with anybody being up there because it was off limits. I had it roped off. So I had defined that this is my private personal area for me and my husband. I had made a definite decision, and everybody could understand this is the family area because we had our daughter too. We still have a daughter. So, you know, there's no reason to go up there because that's where the family, you know, resides. That's where, you know, family business is conducted. And that's very important, you know, in doing that. So just wanted to keep those things in mind as we are interacting and building our businesses. And, you know, hey, I met my husband in a network marketing business. I actually met him in the A.L. Williams business. So I'm not saying that romance will not occur. However, when we met, we were two single people. So it's okay. It's okay. But, you know, we still conducted ourselves in a business-like manner, even though there was a lot of romance going on, but it didn't go on at the A.L. Williams office. You know, that's the important thing. You know, we knew, you know, what is important is business is business. I'm going to take a few minutes to just do a station identification. Just want to, again, let you know that you're on the Jasari's Love Show, which means audacious love. And it means that I care deeply about a lot of subjects. I really do, about these different things. And this is a home-based business one-on-one. And the host of the show of home-based business 101, the founder is Sitabu Jahi, Baba Jahi. And so we're real excited to be able to come to you and share with you some business tips. Our particular business is the Zamzu business, and I'm very excited about Zamzu. We have a lot of couples in Zamzu. And if you want more information on how you can benefit from the retail as well as travel, be able to get discounts on your shopping, and we do this online, be able to utilize that, just feel free to go to my email, which is jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. JASARISLOVE@MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED. jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. And you can get more information there. So, again, you know, real excited about the things that we do, but also just paying attention to how we do them and how these different things affect our businesses and being for real about it, because real things do happen. Real things are going on. And it's just really important that people you know, keep those things in mind. The business is business. And, yeah, we're human beings, and we're going to have, you know, the Cupid will be, you know, sending an arrow through. Sometimes Cupid's arrows be hitting all over the place. But, you know, we do have to pay attention to on what's going on. And also, you know, why are some people even in business? Some people, you know, they hear about a business, you know, there's a lot of money to be made, and may even decide, let me go there so I can meet somebody that's got a lot of money. That's not the reason to really go into business. You're just playing around, you know. There are people there who are serious about business. You have network marketing meetings. You have, I know some clubs and some restaurants have the happy hour or the time for people to get together to socialize for the point of taking care of business. And as a female, quite often, I know that the females that I've interacted with, for the most part, I mean, I don't know what's on the minds of every single person, but we've gone there thinking about taking care of business, especially when I was in my 30s. I haven't been to those type things lately, but, you know, you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s, and you got your attaché case, and you've got your ink pen and your pad and your business cards, and you want to conduct business. But sometimes other people there, they think that it's a good time to just, you know, try to get your phone number to try to just have another group of women that they're going to see, maybe collect a harem of quote-unquote business women. And that's not what the majority of the women at least go there for, and I'm quite sure that's the same thing for men. You go there really looking to take care of business, to you know, go forward. You're going there to meet men or women who are interested in business and taking your business forward or joining another business solely for the purpose of business. And we can't stop that, but we need to be aware of it. So if you're a woman, you're going out for that reason, your mind is business, pay attention. If someone's coming off like they're not really thinking about business, don't fool yourself. You know, just say, you know, look, I'm serious about business now. And know that that means that you're not expecting to be coming to someone's house after 10 o'clock at night. And ladies, one of the things that I strongly suggest so that you can prevent some of those problems from coming up, since we are doing home-based businesses, is to have someone go with you. Have another couple of females or a gentleman to go with you or a relative to go with you if you have to meet someone. in their business. Depending on where you're meeting someone at, don't go alone. That's one way for you to, you know, go grab your aunt Sally, you know, the 70 years old. Take her with you. You show up with her, you know, then most definitely business is going to be conducted or the person is going to be standing there stuttering. So keep those things in mind. You don't have to go alone. Think about it. Think more about your safety. Think more about what you're trying to project. They will know without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, she's came here for business. Oh, wow. Or he came here for business, because it can go either way. Because people don't have time to waste if business is what's on the plate for the both people involved. And, of course, like I said, Cupid is out here with that arrow going all over the place. So it's possible that two people met and they know that neither one of them are really interested in business and a fantastic romance may flourish. I'm not trying to kill the romance. But at the same time, let's not kill the business either with foolishness. We don't want to do that. And we don't want our business, whether it's a tutorial service, a flower arrangement service, whether you have pies coming out of your house, you've got Judy's Most Delicious Pies. You don't want that reputation, you know, people going, yeah, I got a piece of that pie. You don't want people saying that, you know, about your business. You want your business to be about business. And so we have to talk about it because these things do occur. And we have to talk about it as we bring people into our businesses so that we keep it the way it's supposed to be so that we can all achieve our goal. And I think that the main goal is to be successful financially, not just meeting levels and titles, but to actually become financially independent. And some people are looking to earn extra $250, $500 extra a month, $1,000 extra. Some people are going for the gold, $5,000, $10,000. But you're not going to make it if you're playing around, that's for sure. Or you may make it a little bit part of the time. We know it's the same way as in corporate America. You may make it part of the way up the ladder, but you're not going to make it all the way where you want to go without at least having, a bad reputation. So that's important, you know, to think about those type things. And they don't hardly ever get talked about because, you know, people have a tendency, they don't want to talk about the real stuff, you know, but we have to talk about it. We have to make sure we're conducting ourselves in an appropriate manner. And I know it's now 2011 and people are thinking, well, it's a new day. Whether it's a new day or not, the same rules apply. Appropriate action is appropriate. Inappropriate things are inappropriate. The language that we use, are we using the appropriate language? Cursing and things of that nature is not appropriate. Even if you're a young hip-hop person, it's not appropriate. You need to know that. And when we go out and we have these mixed parties, you know, where we're having like, it's a real party atmosphere, we have to remember, you know, this is a party that's part of a business. Am I dancing appropriately? I know you want to let your hair down, but how far are you going to let it down? Let's kind of think for a minute. It's still a business. So we have to teach these things because people are coming from different places and they don't know it. It's still a business. So we really, really, really have to pay, you know, close attention to all of those different things. But I still want you to enjoy your business. You know, like I said, I met my husband in the business, the first business that we were a part of. And that's actually where I met him at. And then he joined and became part of my movement, the Limited Performing Arts Company business. And, you know, things have gone well ever since then. So it's been a really good transition. It's been a really good experience. And I'm quite sure there are going to be more and more people who will be meeting in business. And that's fine. That's good. That's okay. It's all about how we're conducting ourselves, though. We do have to keep that in mind. And, you know, what we're saying, what we're wearing, and where we are, where we put ourselves, it's all very, very, very important. That if we want to say that we want to be treated like a lady, that we conduct ourselves like a lady. If we want someone to even think that we're a gentleman, that we're conducting ourselves as a gentleman. And I met some very, very, very ladylike and gentleman people in the company that I'm in, and it's really a beautiful thing to do that, to be able to be in an environment where you can conduct business, learn about your business, go away to retreats and conventions and really your mind is on your business and your business is on your mind. My mind is on my business and my business is on my mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, things have come to an end at the Jasari's Love Show. And, again, I want to thank you. I want to thank those people who were in the chat room. And just want to thank people for coming on and being involved and helping the show, you know, go forward. And I apologize for not having had things set for you. I thought I did, but I haven't learned all the things still about this here, the technical part, so I needed to have gone back. I said it last week, but to have gone back and made sure that it showed up. So I'll make sure that I do that so that you'll have the subject that I'm going to talk about for next week on. But look, listen out for me this evening. I'll be coming on 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Jasari's Love Show. It's all about love. Ha, 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 ha. It's all about love. And that show is dedicated to love, and that's going to be every Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So without any further ado, it is my time. It is your time. It is our time to be successful, to become financially independent. It's my time. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. Bye now.
Let's go, get ready to fly. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.